This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba'am. We're continuing this very complex subject about joining people together to create a minyan. We're in Sif Yudaled, where the Mechaber said that someone who's behind a shul and there's a window, even if it's many stories tall, even if it's not 4 amos wide, if he's showing, you know, he's jumping up and down, hi, he's pressing his nose on the window, he says, could you see me, could you see me? The Mechaber says he's mitzaref. The Mechaber says he's mitzaref. The Mishnah Berurah says even though there's a mechitza, since he sees them, he shows them his face. So it's, we could compare it to Zimon and Simon Kuptzadi Hey, that Miksas and Royim Elus Elu Mitzdarfim. Yesterday we learned the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Inyan of Minyan is for the Shechina to be Shaira. The Iker Hashras HaShechina is on the face. Very interesting. So if you show your face, you get the Shechina joining. So according to that, if you're in the woman section, right, as we said, we're speaking about a very important phenomenon. We can't necessarily explain it, but the phenomenon is that if people have a choice of going into the Ezras Anoshim or the Ezras Noshim, most people are going to opt for the Ezras Noshim. We can't explain the reason. It's like a choik, Zois Chukas HaTorah. Doesn't show in the face on Zoom. You missed our jokes from yesterday, sorry. So according to that, if you're in the Ezras Noshim and there's a mechitza and there's a window and you show your face, it works. Especially if there's a minyan without you. So it's considered tefillah b'tzibur. But still, the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to come into the shul proper. Because many achrayim argue on the ikar hadin and they say it's not doimeh lezimon. Now, a few days ago we learned that if you're in a different room with a doorway in between, there are those who are machmir, even if you could be seen. So these are two halachas that seem to be somewhat similar. Can you join someone out of the shul that you could see him through the window? Could you join people in an adjacent room where you could see them? It seems like it's a machlokes. It seems like it's not clear. You know, we had this machlokes by joining people in an adjacent room with a doorway in between. We had this halacha by outside the shul, where some say you could join them and some say you can't. And it seems like the question is whether Hilchos Tefillah is parallel to Zimon. That's what it seems like the question is. But the Ramah says, Gagin va'aliyos, roofs and upper stories, Einon b'chlal bayis, is not included as part of the shul. V'ho'imed aleim einon mitzdarif. If you stand on them, you're not mitzdarif. Says Mishum b'chai gavna she'in royin elu as elu. In a situation where you can't see each other. Revusa hayoloi loimar. It should have said a bigger chiddush. Afil chaloinois rechavois unamuchas, even wide and low windows. Kol she'enon shavois lekarka beis haknesses. Va'afim hu oimir besoichai, enoi mitzdarev. Seems like the Mishnah Berurah is bringing a question on the Rama. That the din that Gag and Malius are not mitzdarev is if they don't see each other. And it really should have said a bigger chiddush, even if it's a window that's lower down, if it's not on the same terrain, if you can't see each other, it's not mitzdarev. Sif Tezvav, im miktsasen bifnim, u miktsasen machutz, u shleach tzibra teicha pesach, hu mitzarfan. Now you like this. The shleach tzibra wants to be in on the action. He's like, why do they get to daven in the Ezras Noshim? I also want to stand in the doorway. People love doorways, right? That's another thing. If you can't get to Ezras Noshim, there's always going to be a guy like pacing in the doorway. What's happening? What's in the doorway? I don't know. He has some kind of special hargasha in the doorway. You know, pischuli sharei tzedek. So if the Shliach Tzibur is in the doorway, he's a connector. Says the Mishnah Berurah, sivkata nundalad, Since he's a chazan, everyone's paying attention to him. He's the glue. By Hilcha Ziman, the Dirshu brings that there's another svara, that the guy being mezamein, since they need him, he's like servicing both of them, and he joins them up. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Certainly, if you have nine on the inside and the chazan in the doorway, he could join with them. He desif yud zayin shani. Sif yud zayin is different. Why? In sif yud zayin, we're going to see if the shliach tzibur is in a smaller room, and the tzibur is in a bigger room, he could be mighty them because he's nigra achrayim. But if he's in the bigger room and they're in the smaller room, so there he cannot be moitzi them, they're chiyav, because the roiv will not be nigra after the miyot. So in sif yud zayin is different, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kivan shebchatzar gdoila, since he's in the big courtyard, who muflag me'atzibur, he's far from the tzibur, but here he's in the doorway. Uva adam acher sheinah shel tzibur. But a different guy who's not the Shliach Tzibur, afilu hu levadoi al miftan abayis. So you have nine guys and one guy by the doorway. Einoi mitzdarif imahem. He doesn't join with them. Kidal b'sif yud gimel. Because in sif yud gimel we learned they have to be in the same place. But it has to be talking about if they can't see him. B'chol zadav v'shein aroin elu elu. Av miksosim roi elu elu. B'chol gavni mitztarfi lahadadi, then they do join. Even though, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah said that there are those who are machmir even if they could see each other. Here he doesn't bring the yesh machmirin. So if you have nine guys inside and one guy in the doorway, v'ayin lekaman v'sif yirchesiv katan on zayin. Sif tezayin, chatzar ketana shenifritza b'milu ala gdayla, small chatzar, that's completely breached into the big one. Which means, basically, the entire opening of the small courtyard is open into the larger one. Dahainu shenifritza ketana b'magam chibro ala gdayla. The small one is breached in its place of attachment to the big one. V'nafal kol oysa koysa shayamavsik b'neihem. And the whole wall that was interposing between them fell down. Uvagedoila, and in the big courtyard, Nishara Misha'eris Koisel Zesh Shanafal Pasim. In the big courtyard, there remained from the remnant of this wall that fell Pasim. Sidebars, perish ma'ad koysel yashav shava, a little bit of a straight wall, mikan makan. So let's try to get this case. You have a small courtyard that's breached in its fullness into the big courtyard. Now, to me, that sounds like it's completely breached, meaning you have an open fourth wall, and that open fourth wall is completely open. And then the wall that was interposing between them fell down, but you still have some kind of sidebars. So the halach is hagadoyla kimufleges min haktana, vein haktan mufleges min hagadoyla. The big room is considered distant from the small one, because the big one has these pasim, but the small one is Nifrats the Gamri, and it's not considered separate from the big one. Ela harehi ki karen zavishal, it's like its corner. Lefikach, im tisho bagdoylech v'ktanav, you have nine in the big courtyard and one in the small mitzdarfin. Shaktana negreras achar agdoyla. The small one is drawn after the big one. V'harehi ki iluhi b'toych agdoy, it's like it's in the big one. Kivan shaharoiv bagdoyla, since the majority of the people are in the big one. Avlam hayu tisho b'ktanavich v'gdoylech, if you have nine in the small one, one the big one, because the big one is considered separate from The small one. The small one connects to the big one. The big one doesn't connect to the small one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tisha B'Gdoila HaKlal. The HaGdoila Yav Shalo Limashach HaHaKtana. The rule is, a big one cannot be drawn to the small one. Lefishi Kumaflages. Because it's considered separate and distant. V'gam HaTzibur D'Chashivi Yav Shalo Lahem Limashach Achar Yachid. Also, a tzibur which is chashav cannot be drawn after a yachid. Basically, you can't pull 9 to 1, and you can't pull big to small. So the only way you could do this is if you have 9 in the big and 1 in the small, so you're pulling a minority and you're pulling a smaller room to a big room. You could pull a small room to a big room, you could pull a mi'ut of people to a majority of people. If both of those factors are met, that you're pulling the small amount of people to a big amount of people, a small room to a big room, then it joins. Vafilu chamisha achar chamisha, even 5 to 5 yef shalem limashach, you can't draw. Rak hayachid nimshach achar tzibur, one could be pulled to the tzibur, mishem hachi yef shal sheit starfu elam kain hayachid bektana vatziru ugda. The only way to pull it is if you have an individual in the small room and the majority in the big room. So you pull the minority who's in the small room to the majority that's in the big room. Sif Yud Zayin. I don't know. Because first he says 5 and 5 not. Rak hayachid nimshach achar tzibur. You want to 6 and 4? I don't know. Kasha reisha seifa here. You know? I'm not sure. It sounds like only one could be pulled, but I'm not sure.
But then why would it say 5 on 5? It would say not 8 and 2.
I hear that. But why would it say 9 and 1? It should say 8 and 2. You know? So it's Kasha Reisha L'Seifa. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah uses a lashon Rak Hayochid Nimshach Achar Tzibur. Does Yachid mean 1 or does Yachid mean 4 even? I don't know. Sif Yud Zayin, Hoy Shliach Tzibur B'Ktana V'Tzibur B'Gdoila. If you have a Shliach Tzibur in the small room and a Tzibur in the big room, Maitzian Yidei Chavasin, Shu Nigrachrem, he could be drawn after them. Hoy Shliach Tzibur B'Gdoila V'Tzibur B'Ktana, if you have 9 in the small room and the Shliach Tzibur in the big room, Einon Maitzian Yidei Chavasin, it can't be Maitzian them, She'en Aroiv Nigra Achar Yachid. You can't pull the Roiv to a Yachid. What about you have 10 in the small room and 1 in the big room? And you want to pull the 10 to the 1. Vafilo imhaya asara b'ktana, says the Mishnah. Ein hu maitzi nidei chavasan. Vafilo ha'ina dekulan b'kiyin. Even nowadays, where everyone knows how to daven, mikol makim ein lo ilom mer kadosh kedusha sham, he should not say kadosh and kedusha. Kivan shu b'makim shu oimed ein sham minyan. There's no minyan where he is. Avo kishayesh minyan b'makim ashel tzibur. If there's 10 in the big room, moitzi afil oisim shemachar beis haknesses. He could be moitzi even those behind the shul. V'shoymin u'mechavnim. If they hear and are mechavin, v'gam hu mechavin sheyoitzi kol hashoymin, and he's mechavin to be moitzi all of them. We're going to continue tomorrow and talk about situations where people are in separate areas, whether they do have to see or they don't have to see. Because the last Mishnah Berurah we just read, the last words we just read imply that if you have a minion in the shul, then you could have a guy running behind the shul. As long as you're mechavin for them and they're mechavin, they're mitzarif to they're davening with a minion. Although we did see that you might not have all the benefits of a minion. You see, it's tricky because of their shubra Reb Chaim that even if you're behind a movable machitza, you're not mitzarev to the minyan. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we'll see you tomorrow. Okay, Hatzlach Rabba. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.